everybody. As we approach the holidays, unschooling families often have a lot more family input than usual. And family members may not be crazy about this educational choice you've made. But this week, I want to focus on helping you figure out how to cope with the criticism that may be coming your way. Whether you're meeting in person or through a Zoom call, we can sometimes feel like we're in the hot seat. Some people worry that being on a Zoom call for the family get-together is going to make it harder. Questions will be directed at you about homeschooling, and there won't be any quick exit or distraction technique for you to use like you would if the get-together was in person. But I think if we talk about it a little bit today, you can get calmer and realize you do have a lot of choices in where to go with this line of questioning. First of all, remember that you are an adult, and this get-together is a choice, one that you can change even once you're in there. So breathe a little, and let's get you some confidence. Next, it helps to know the answers to these questions. It will help you to decide what your next steps are going to be. Are they genuinely wanting to know more information? Are they open to learning more about how this can work? Or do they just want to say why they think this is a bad idea and they want you to reconsider? So I have a couple of quick answers that you can give. You can start with, we're doing an individualized experiential approach to learning backed up by all the latest research. I wouldn't necessarily dive into telling them it's called unschooling. Sometimes that becomes just a little too much for them. So it might help to say, we'll only do this as long as it keeps working. Or we're really enjoying our time together as a family. It's nice to have a break from all the stress out there these days. So if they're open to more information, offer to email it to them later. They may be curious for their own kids, or maybe they just want to understand what you're doing. Acknowledge their criticism or advice and change the subject. Often that's the easiest approach. You don't have to be the walking billboard for unschooling. You can simply tell them, interesting perspective. Or, interesting, I hadn't thought of that. Or, yes, we're watching for that all the time. Remember, you don't have to engage. You don't have to defend anything. You don't have to try to convince them you're right. You can simply sidestep the argument. You can stand firm in your beliefs and not even share your ideas with them. Brené Brown talks about only sharing your vulnerabilities with people who've earned the right to be one of your trusted people. And even though they're family, they may not really be in this inner circle of yours. That's okay too. So try to have an open mind. Understand that most of the time, especially when it comes from loved ones, the criticism is coming because they are people who care about you and they care about your child. They're just operating out of fear and lack of information. So when we remember this, we can sometimes feel a little more compassionate towards them, less defensive. So the last things I want you to remember, three things. Ready? Number one, you don't have to win them over. Number two, they don't get a vote in what you do with your own kids. And number three, there will be other opportunities for your families to reconnect. So, as we go into these holidays, these next few weeks, I want you to go ahead and have some extra resources. There's the Naysayers and Rude Relatives video over at YouTube. I have extra articles linked below. And of course, there's the unschooling guide for critics and naysayers. Okay, so I think you're all set. You're ready to face them. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help you out, and I will be back with you again next week. Take care.